the whole reason why they hired Kingsbury was for Kyler Murray, right? I mean, you don't just jettison an entire coaching staff after 1 year with Josh Rosen, a guy you, you know, basically traded up for to go get, and all of a sudden you go in a different direction. If you're going to hire Kingsbury, who, by the way, never called a play in the National Football League, I mean, if you're going to hire him, you got to give him the quarterback that he can be successful with. The only quarterback for that system is Kyler Murray.
So do you believe in Kyler Murray's skill set?
No. I mean, no. Okay, can he play football? Yeah. Can he do the Doug Flutie thing? Sure. Can he do the Mike Vick thing? Yeah. But how long did those guys last? I mean, Doug Flutie took a sabbatical in Canada for a while before he ended up in the National Football League and did something for a few years. And then Mike Vick got banged up because he was running around. And you got to operate from the pocket. And to me, Kyler Murray is undersized, not from a height standpoint, but from a height-weight combination. He hasn't been hit yet. And when you get hit in National Football League, and how you react to that, that's everything to me. So I'd be curious to see how the small frame of Kyler Murray can hold up. I think he can play, but maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 years tops. After that, you're looking for another quarterback.
So is he making a mistake playing football instead of baseball?
I know Robert Klimko had an article, I guess the Oakland A's up the ante, and said, look, you know, we want to guarantee you almost $20 million. I believe he turned that down because he really wants to play football, which is good. I mean, that kind of commitment, that's a good starting point for the National Football League. I don't know. I still think he's on the fence, guys. I talked to a guy that I highly trust. He watched Kyler Murray. He's played against Kyler Murray as a coach. He knows, he scouted Kyler Murray a little bit. And they think he's lazy. You know, this is a guy that has intimate knowledge about Kyler Murray. They think he's lazy. Steve Cofield is still one of his terms. He's a little doughy, you know, kind of a tubby kid right now at 5'9". So I just don't know if he's NFL caliber. I mean, I think he's got talent. I don't want to discount that. But just from an overall standpoint, I just don't see it from Kyler Murray.
Well, let's put it in terms of people don't understand why it would be. You should understand why it's important if you're lazy. But who's the guy you guys dealt with in Denver for the last couple of years who turned out to be super lazy as a first-round pick at quarterback?
Oh, Paxton Lynch.
Yep.
Right? You know, everybody gleans over talent. Everybody talks about talent. The big arm. Oh, my gosh, he can make the throws. He can use his legs and make plays. But if you don't have any desire or passion for this game, it will eat you alive. And that's exactly what happened to Paxton Lynch. It got to a point where they actually told Paxton Lynch, hey, man, you're not our starter anymore. Why don't you go relax over there and be the backup? I mean, who settles for that? By the way, a first-round draft choice, if anything, is supposed to be the opposite of that. It's like Joe Montana and Steve Young. Steve Young's like, man, I got to play or you guys got to get rid of me. I want to go somewhere to play. And that passion is so evident and so contagious. And that's what you want at your quarterback position. So Broncos learned that firsthand. They don't want a repeat of that. But, you know, other teams, they still swing and miss. And to me, there's a number of quarterbacks that happen every year that teams just swing and miss on, hoping that they found the right guy.
Well, I'm glad you went there with the Broncos. What if there's a tumble all of a sudden with Kyler Murray, and he's there at 10?
Do you think that's going to happen, though? I mean,
no.
I would love to see it happen, to be honest with you. I mean, I think that would be high drama right there. But you know, all these quarterbacks. Supposedly, Peter King has Drew Lock falling now. Dwayne Haskins is falling. Name a quarterback that's not falling. It's crazy to me, man. But I think it has to be Kyler Murray, number one, and then I think the dominoes are happening. Drew Lock, somebody I talked to, they feel like that Drew Lock and Oakland have been on the phone constantly. So that's a real thing out there. This Daniel Jones rocket rise to the first round, I mean, that's a real thing out there, too. And I'd be curious about Dwayne Haskins. Supposedly John Elway fell in love with Haskins while he was here. So we'll see. I mean, you could see four quarterbacks go off the board in the top 10 this year when nobody ever expected that.
So you'd say at 10, if they're going to take any of those quarterbacks and they have to be available, obviously, Haskins would be the guy for the Broncos?
Well, that's what you hear. I mean, I don't know what Elway's thinking, to be honest with you. They just traded for Joe Flacco. And it's like, why would you draft a quarterback at 10 when you have so many other needs? They need inside linebacker. They need a tight end. I mean, they need offensive line help. but yet you're really going to waste opportunity at number 10 on another quarterback. And it's like, why would you do that?
Is it bad?
Yeah, everybody's scratching their head at that.
Is it bad that just hearing that Elway likes Haskins makes me think Haskins is terrible?
He's got the big arm, man. He runs a 5-flat, Adam. I mean, Jesus, like, he's not going anywhere, right? I guess he's a pocket quarterback, but who's, see, I don't fall into that, guys. I get frustrated because the college game is so vastly different than the National Football League. So how do you pick your guy? You know, how do you know that this guy's going to translate nowadays? Before, you know, teams in college, they ran the post system. It was easy to kind of visualize their talents and plug them in your system. But now you have to do a lot of work, a lot of meticulous work, just to try to project whether or not they can make the transition from college quarterback to the National Football League now.
Mike Pritchard with us. Las Vegas, now up in Denver. Of course, you used to hear him right here on ESPN Las Vegas. So give the positions of need again for the Broncos.
They need an impact linebacker like nobody's business. I mean, they have a guy, Josie Jewell, and Todd Davis, and that's it. You know, Brandon Marshall's now with Oakland, hometown team pretty soon. So they lost him. They've lost Danny Trevathan over the years. They don't have an impact inside linebacker. And you got Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio, I played against Vic Fangio. This is crazy. I feel old now. Vic Fangio coached the Dome Patrol. You guys remember those guys down in New Orleans?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, all four linebacker positions, all of them were Pro Bowlers, and that's Vic Fangio's specialty. So, and then you saw what he did in Chicago the last few years. And inside linebacker, I mean, that's everything that the Broncos need and probably want. I just don't know if they'll get the Devin White guy, the guy from LSU. He's a specimen. Devin Bush from Michigan, everybody loves him too. So you have two premium inside linebackers, and then you go to the linebacker from Alabama. I think it's Mack Wilson. But he's not the same caliber. You know, the Broncos really want to upgrade their team and have that elite defense again. I believe it starts at inside linebacker.
So inside linebacker, you mentioned offensive line, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess my question, it's not my guess. My question is, to me, there are just certain positions. You know, we were just talking about tight ends, right? And this dude from Iowa, like, there's certain positions. Tight ends. Inside linebacker, can you use a top 10 pick on a guy like that, or do you have to use a top 10 pick on one of those impact positions when, you know, you just mentioned earlier about offensive line, wouldn't you rather see him at 10 take an offensive lineman, or is my thinking flawed here?
Well, it's not flawed. I mean, it's just the game has evolved. Like, let me ask you a question. Like, when you watch the NBA or watch basketball, period, do you believe it's positionless?
Yes, for the most part.
Okay, so the NFL is moving that direction. It's positionless football now. Like, when you have Gronkowski that lines up as a wide receiver or a slot guy or even in the backfield sometimes early on in his career, or Travis Kelce, you don't think of them as a true tight end. You think of them as a weapon, or Zach Ertz or somebody like that. You look at the free agency market, too, with safety. I mean, those guys broke the bank and then robbed it on top of that. So, the middle of the field is the prime real estate in the National Football League these days, and if you can exploit that, if you can have mismatches, if you can have playmakers in the middle of the field, that's everything. And it seems like they're valuing the tight end position that much more nowadays. I mean, before, receiver, that was a premium position, but how much can you do vertically down the field, deep down the field, and then outside the numbers? You're limited. Everything in the National Football League revolves around the middle of the field now, and offenses are telling you that, suggesting that, and certainly teams want to make sure they get those premium players.
And you're right. In free agency, the linebackers made a lot of money. So the Jets brought in
linebackers,
C.J. Mosley.
Yeah. Look at that.
For monster money. And if I guess if I hated up the middle, then I would hate what the Jets have done the last couple of years in the draft and free agency with safeties and linebackers.
You don't give the Jets a chance?
No, I give him a chance. They're going to be able, obviously, it starts with a quarterback, and Sam Darnold showed enough last year that I think he's going to be a franchise quarterback, hopefully, you know, with health for the next 10 years. So that's where you got to start. What team, as you look through the top 10, what team do you just think is going to freaking blow it? Is it Tampa? Man, I do not trust, and you could say the Raiders. I do not trust the Giants in this Gettleman guy at all.
Oh, man. You know, a lot of people don't. Maybe that's your Jet fandom. I don't know. But who's going to blow it? Gosh, who's going to blow it? I think if the Arizona Cardinals did not draft Kyler Murray, you know that little sound we hear when the next pick is up? I mean, as soon as Roger Goodell says Arizona Cardinals select any other name outside of Kyler Murray, their GM should get fired right then and there.
Yeah, we just opened the conversation, Pritch. You're saying he's lazy and he's doughy.
Well, they need him, though. They need the hype. You tell me what sign the Arizona Cardinals have on. I mean, they need somebody to buy a jersey, not 20 of them or 400 of them, a jersey. And they're not buying Josh Rosen jerseys. I mean, to me, Kyler Murray is everything that the Cardinals need. And it's the whole reason why you hired Kingsbury. So make it work. I just don't think it's going to last very long. But if you're the Cardinals, how do you go Quinn and Williams? And how do you excite the base with Quinn and Williams? I mean, you got to chase the hype sometimes, kind of like what Cleveland did with Baker Mayfield. That looks like it's going to work out. So if you look at that, if you look at the business side of things, you understand why Arizona needs to draft Kyler Murray.
Man, I think this is like an Adam approach, the whole tank thing. But if you don't like Kyler Murray, then I would pass on Kyler Murray. I would take Nick Bosa. I would continue to build a defense that could be awesome. I don't care if I win two or three games this year, because next year is the year that I want a top three pick to be in on one of these quarterbacks.
So you're still going to end up trading Josh Rosen then, regardless, right?
I'll probably play Josh Rosen, and you know what? I pray that he has a good year, that I can actually fetch a first for him. Because that's the other thing. You're going to trade Josh Rosen when it's a complete seller's market. Is that right?
But
no, I guess it would
gonna,
be a buyer's market, because you're going to wind up giving him away for nothing.
Yeah, but how are you going to have a good year with Josh Rosen and be in position to draft those quarterbacks?
I don't want to have a good year.
No, you want him to show promise but lose games.
No, I get what you're saying. You're right. If Josh Rosen is decent, then they can win six or seven games. Then my whole... That, you know, how nuts is that? If they drafted the defense, a defensive player, they traded Rosen, and they're like, we don't care who we have at quarterback. Where is freaking Mike Lennon? Get him back.
You know, I actually miss your hyperventilation. I really do. I kind of miss that.
I got worked up. Hey, you got me worked up.
I know. Real quick. Yeah. Have you guys settled who's the second best team in that division yet? Buffalo or the Jets?
Oh, I'm a Chargers fan, by the way.
Yeah, you got to hear this whole thing. He moved to the Browns last year. He basically just follows Tyrod Taylor around to whatever team Tyrod's on, and now he actually hates the Bills and hates Josh Allen.
Oh, he's the worst person that's ever lived.
Oh, man, I feel sorry for you, Adam. I really do, man.
Right when the Bills were coming around, right, Pritch?
And Cole Beasley's dropping rap albums up there in Buffalo. That's going to be awesome.
I hate that guy.
We gotta close on this, Pritch. And Mike's doing radio up in Denver. I talk to the different Denver people all the time. Do you guys on sports radio? Do you just do Broncos every freaking day? How can you do that if the Broncos stink again?
You know, I don't think it's possible. And actually, I'm breaking news to you guys. I'm taking a step back. I mean, I'm going to focus on some other things. So I'm going to be like more of a contributor a little bit. And focus on some other opportunities that have come across my desk. So, breaking news on Coulter and Company, man. So,
okay.
Broncos all the time. It works. I'm not going to lie. I've never, ever seen ratings that high that in which we had. But I tell you, sometimes you want to pull your hair out. I'm not going to lie. But no, it's truly Broncos country out here, and the fans out here love it.